Still winning, Florida reporting lowest coronavirus case rate per capita in U.S. by Hannah Blow on November 22, 2021. The Sunshine State is continuing to defy the opinions and attacks offered by members of the far-left and establishment media, reporting the lowest coronavirus cases per capita in the United States. As of Monday, Florida continued to report the lowest case rate per 100,000 standing at 7, per the New York Times' latest tally. Florida's daily average of cases stood at 1,437 as of Monday, a decrease of 2% over the last 2 weeks. Blue states, famous for their lockdowns, continued to struggle to catch up to Florida in terms of low cases. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, D., Michigan, for example, is reporting a daily average of 8,780 daily cases, or 88 per capita. That represents an increase of 78% in the last 2 weeks. Last week, state health leaders issued another health advisory, urging everyone over the age of 2 to wear a mask, regardless of their vaccination status. Governor Tom Wolf's, D., Pennsylvania, which he put under lockdown for months on end, is also struggling, reporting a daily average of 5,903 cases, or 46 per 100,000. That represents an increase of 43% in the last 2 weeks. Similarly, Governor Kathy Hochul's, D., New York, once the U.S. epicenter of the virus, is reporting a daily average of 6,901 cases, or 35 per capita. That represents an increase of 63% in the last 14 days. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., noted this phenomenon during his press conference in Brandon, Florida, on Thursday, where he signed legislation aimed to protect workers from mandatory vaccine requirements. "They don't want to tell you this, but Florida for like almost a month has been either the lowest or one of the lowest COVID in the entire country," he said. "You see it surging in other parts. The corporate media, they don't like it when it surges in other parts. They only like it when it surges in places that they don't like," he continued. "And so, I don't know if they're even going to cover that. But I see it happening, and it was something that was obviously predictable," the governor added.